Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is the next in our series on really learning how to meditate. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. There's a lot of really solid stuff online about life hacks and relationship advice and just general psychological and physical wellness tips. And there's a lot of Catholic content online these days. And again, a lot of it's really good stuff. Really thoughtful and really informative. But here's the scary thing. A lot of us who listen to all this good advice, all this good content, all this super insightful stuff, a lot of us aren't getting any happier or healthier or holier. We consume and we consume, but our lives aren't changing, really. And of course, that kind of defeats the purpose of listening or reading to all this life directional content. So what's happening? Why, even after we put in hours and hours and hours of consuming, are we not becoming better people? Maybe we can learn something from St. Paul's experience when he was preaching in Athens. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. When St. Paul was on his missionary journey in Athens, some men brought him to the center of the town square. They were really interested in what he had to say. And this is why they were interested. St. Luke tells us, all the Athenians and the foreigners who lived there spent their time in nothing except telling or hearing something new. So, Paul stands up in the town square and he gives his super sermon, his TED Talk. He uses poetry and philosophy, apologetics, and then leads up to the final revelation of Christ as the hope of all humanity, with Jesus' resurrection from the dead as the proof. It's an astonishing presentation. It's the ultimate content, the perfect fusion of insight, organization, and saving truth. And what's the result? Well, some thought it was silly, but the others say, that was interesting. We must hear you again about this. So in other words, they thought it was so good that they would subscribe to Paul's YouTube channel. He offered them a chance at salvation, and they thought it was entertaining, interesting. And so, St. Luke reports, Paul departed from them. Because if they're just going to treat Christianity as an intellectually stimulating entertainment, then they've missed the whole point. So Paul left. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. We were made for truth, and we were made to be surprised at truth. So there's nothing wrong in being delighted by new insights. There's nothing wrong with wanting to hear an idea you've never heard before, or hear a presentation that gives you a new angle on an old idea. That's a good thing. Intellectual stimulation is good. But the danger is that when you flood yourself with ideas, with content, you don't actually give it time to digest. You don't assimilate it. You don't lock it in and make it your own. You don't sit with it and see what it really means deep down and what it means for you. You're like someone who eats continually, nonstop. That's obviously not healthy. You're supposed to eat regularly, but not continually. You need time when you're not eating to digest and use the food you've taken in. So when we read that the Athenians would do nothing besides listen to or talk about new ideas, we know something was wrong. Because we aren't just supposed to go from one stimulating insight to another. We're supposed to take time over insights. And most importantly, we're supposed to let insights change us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Everyone is familiar with the famous passage in the letter of St. James where he says that faith without works is dead. It's not good to have faith if you don't translate it into action. Dead faith profits no one. Likewise, the virtue of prudence isn't actually a virtue until you translate your prudential decision into action. Dead prudence profits no one. So too, insight, and particularly religious insight, is worthless unless you can translate it into a resolution. And this is the great danger of becoming a connoisseur of religious content, Catholic content. If you get to the point where you're just absorbing new ideas, you won't have time or mental energy to figure out how concretely you're going to put it into practice. Just like the Athenians, who had gotten so used to hearing stimulating ideas that they'd lost the capacity to let those ideas change their lives. If all you have is insight after insight, it will only increase the odds that those insights will remain dead. That's why a resolution, especially at the end of daily meditation, is so crucial. It makes sure those insights live on and become saving truths. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. So let me suggest two resolutions. One is this. Consider one of the times when you're tempted to listen to some podcast or another, maybe when you're in the car or doing dishes or on a run, and instead of turning on that content, just be in silence and think about the last insight you remember. Think about it on your own and think about the truth of it and think about how maybe it could be put into practice. Here's another one. When was the last time you heard something and you said, "Yes, I really need to do that. I really need to implement that in my life"? Take that resolution and write it in a little notebook. If it's a long-term resolution, then start putting tally marks next to it for every day you keep it. If it's a one-time resolution, then keep it in the notebook until you've completed it, and then cross it out. These two possible resolutions are so that we do not let saving truth be just interesting or entertaining. The resolutions are so that when God sends us His truth, we really latch onto it and make it part of who we are. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what caught your attention with that meditation, Teresa? What insight?
This one's so interesting. This one's so interesting, compelling, and also really moving, which I think is good, because I think It's actually really building on something I've seen a lot lately, which is something we should celebrate. It's that we are seeing a huge wave of interest in faith, and especially the Catholic Church. We're seeing it in media. And I actually just saw a really great article talking about this with all of the movies that have come out lately that are really focused on the Catholic Church in a positive light. But
Like the Phoenician scheme.
like the Phoenician Scheme, Wake Up Dead Man was a movie that recently came out that was like that. It was a little less around the Catholic Church, but Sinners had a lot to do with faith. But they all have, I think there was another one, it was like the Testament of Anne Lee. They're all faith-based movies, but they all have the same thing in common, which is it's less so an actual theme of faith and a core of faith, and more, as it was described in this article, this curiosity about the faith from a distance. And when we in the past in meditations have talked about the sin of curiosity, it doesn't seem important at first, and it seems like it's just, oh, sure, you don't want to be too curious about things that are evil. You don't want to constantly be looking up really terrible things or curious about all these murders and all of that. But there's also just pure curiosity, as in overconsumption without need and application. And that's kind of what I'm seeing with this first wave. It's good that people are getting interested in the faith, but they can't just be curious and just be foreign and disingenuous about it. And we actually have to check ourselves in how we practice the faith and how we learn the faith, that it's really easy to consume and be curious and talk about it and not apply it. And if we do that, no one's ever going to see a good example of a Catholic.
I was thinking about the thousands and tens of thousands of people who heard the Sermon on the Mount. But not many of them actually changed. That
Crazy
can't
that
be us.
you can go back to the Greeks and say they were just entertained by enlightenment. Isn't that a crazy thing to think about? That's kind of a universal experience to just look at that and say, isn't that interesting? Or going back to, this is really going to shed light on my inability to properly reference the Bible, but the meditation we just talked about with John the Baptist, or the king that was like, you're so interesting to me. I'd love to meet Jesus or John the Baptist. I'd love to meet one of these people,
Herod.
Herod. And it's like, it's not just interesting curiosity. It is a genuine love.
And we don't get points for consuming content. What matters to God is our transformation.
It would be better to be dumb but truly in love with God.
And changed
Yeah.
by that love.
Yeah.
I would rather. Well, so I'll say two things. One, I fall into this trap with books, spiritual books. Consume, consume, consume. Like right now, I'm reading a great book by von Balthasar on Thérèse of Lisieux and Elizabeth of the Trinity. It's called Two Sisters in the Spirit. Fantastic insights. But if I don't lock in those insights and let them change me, then it was a waste.
And you could apply that to everything in your life, not just like taking an interest in others, but actually letting that grow in love. Taking an interest in everything is not enough.
So I would rather, if you're praying this podcast with us, listen to this, if you consume three, four, five different things, I would rather that you dropped us, picked one thing where you really took those insights and then applied them to your life and tried to practice them until you made them part of yourself. And then email me a year from now and say, sorry, I haven't listened to you since, but thanks for getting me to really focus in on change.
Because our objective isn't to have a lot of numbers. Our objective is to actually see something in the culture shift. So it's kind of funny that if this episode comes out and we see a drop in our numbers, we could actually say we're winning.
Yes, because the goal is our transformation in Christ. That's the only goal. But Our Lady does want you to, I'm serious, Our Lady does want you to pray the rosary every day. And she wants the rosary to be not a rote saying of words while your mind wanders. So just make sure you pray the rosary in whatever form you want to, and make sure it's a meditation, and every meditation has to have a resolution. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.